Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Gee, you ain't got no money to close a can of...
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Neither I. I think it was in Guardians of the Galaxy or something.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Shout the fuck.
Are we rolling?
Are we good?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're on a new schedule, Mick.
Right.
I'm recording this today. You know, opportunist. We're getting together for a comedy club, and I was like, do you want to do a podcast? Thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all.
Up the raw.
Indeed.
So this will be out Tuesday.
Lovely.
We're recording on Thursday for Tuesday, and that's what I call an adult decision. You know, just doing adult shit.
No, like hitting record. Just
hitting record fucking about a minute into it, you know what I mean? Leave it up to your imagination.
What
you want to fucking... I thought you were going to put the shirt on. You just... What?
I'm going to put it on after we eat. In case I get buffalo sauce down myself.
Buffalo sauce. Do you think everyone that's on Lavery's is slowly... Not that anyone's turning into anyone else, but everyone's thinning out to the same...
Fatness?
Type of... thinning out. But everyone's just kind of morphing. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think...
Like, we turn up more or less wearing, like...
I think...
Do you know when a stomp
like when women's periods sync up?
Yeah, I was thinking... You know, like in a movie when The Rock stands with his stunt man?
Aye.
And it's just another big bald guy?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Not that I'm The Rock. I would never suggest that for a second.
Of course. Aye.
But it's like two guys that are kind of...
It's like me, it's like The Rock and Kevin Hart. Back to the black one.
Did you see that thing I shared on Instagram earlier now? It was from the movie Dune.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some dude, and they put this motherfucker in. Sarsgaard?
Sarsgaard.
Alexander Squishquart.
It's how they say it.
Alexander Squishquart, when you're from Scandinavia.
Alexander Squishquart.
This motherfucker, now, I'm not bringing up the computer, but I'll show you. This guy was supposed to be, that is me.
Was that Alexander Squishquart?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going to have to Google it now to get it up on the screen.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I've just realised who Alexander Shingard is, and it's...
Oh, no, it's his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his dad. It's
not him.
Because Alexander Shish Kebab is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's his brother.
Fuck.
His and who's the other Sasquatch that's in like Dope Sick? What's his name? By the way,
they aren't related.
The one in Dope Sick isn't related to...
I looked it up.
Peter Sarsgaard?
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah, he's great.
He's class.
Also, the other complaint about the podcast was that you don't have a mic.
Enunciate, you fucking... Learn to talk.
Who am I looking up here? Sarsgaard?
Alexander Fargard.
Scotch tape. What's his name? Alexander.
Alec Baldwin.
Dragon Baldwin. No, wait a minute. Who's the dad then?
Stalin.
Stalin, that's the man.
Do you know the guy that invented Adidas? His name's Adi Dassler. And it was short for Adolf.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
The only two Adolfs ever.
Fucking hell.
I bet he was like, hello, I have invented some sneakers. My name is Adolf Dassler. And then the war came out. He's like, it's Addy.
It's actually, that's true about Nike as well. He's called Genghis Khan Nike.
Yeah.
True story.
It's actually Nike. So.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Good job he wasn't called David. I have to call him Dag Shoes.
It's Richard Abok, actually, if that's what you're asking.
It's Harold Itek. And Philip Yuma, but the H is silent. The fuck's the whole thing?
Pete Yuma? Big mouth.
What a guy.
So, now this is the longest fucking Google of all time. Let me see, rhino fucking, what am I searching for? This is such a long walk to the well here.
So basically what you're saying is that guy was fat and you should have done it?
Yes! But not even that, it was so accurate. You know what I mean? It was so fuck. I can't even find it.
Have you seen June?
Ah, there. Hi, there's me just getting out of the bath. Look, I can't turn this laptop. We need a TV in here. Who wants to sponsor this?
Sorry, I've been in the bath with you. Don't worry about it.
Have you?
Right. Remember Hurricane Katrina?
Your ex?
Oh, she did blow in fairness to her. Just not me.
I watched a bit of a throwback vlog the other day.
Uh-huh.
Where we were in the house with you and an ex, but it was just me and you doing jiu-jitsu on the floor.
All blacked. I'm on.
And like, we're both wearing jammy bottoms and socks.
We were fucking... Well, I was definitely steaming.
Yeah.
I feel like I got my bottom out.
You did.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Oh, good times.
Pretty normal. And I remember with another one of your ex... Was it the same one?
No, it was a different one.
And you were like, you know...
What tends to happen is
what is a different one?
Yeah, what tends to happen is I go, I think you're ready to be in a video. And then I immediately go, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, it was funny, like, we were sitting in that...
Where's this going? I know where I'm going, away.
That little TV room in your mum's house? With the two sofas in it?
I remember an even differenter one.
Yeah, it was a differenter one. It was a differenter one. But you were hammered, like, and then you'd get up on the edge of the sofa and pulled your ass out. And I was like, I'm so glad I'm on this sofa, because she's, like, staring right into the barrel. And you just kept going, jiu-jitsu. And you were like, put your legs around, go, jiu-jitsu. And I was just sitting there. Waiting for the smell to waft over.
They're lucky girls, God bless them.
They're lucky girls, you know what I mean? You get
all married now, fair play to them.
You get an insight anyway.
That's it. That's what it's like to go out with a fucking alcoholic.
Oh, fuck's sake. But you're in your own place now, Mick. So who's laughing now?
Just wanking everywhere.
VR headset on, just fucking cushions.
And fucking, it's. I've had to put it in a cupboard and just not go near it.
Your deck?
Long time ago. Sure it fell off anyway.
Huh?
Yeah, the VR headset thing is it's a new low. Like,
how much is it?
£300. Which is alright. To be honest, it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Have you watched any movies or anything?
Nah,
or?
Just porn.
Just porn?
And watching porn, you do go, oh.
It's too much.
It's way too much. Like, remember the documentary we watched on Channel 4 about the guys that they would make their favourite porn star? Do you remember I don't think we watched it together, but we were talking about it one time.
Just two of us in bed with a blanket up over our tits.
What'd you think of that one?
Massive, isn't it?
Scandal.
But remember there was some big fucking fat dude in a mobility scooter. And each one of them got the chance to actually have sex with their favourite porn star. And two of them were like, nah, because I've seen behind the scenes and I really think it's exploitive. And this big fat guy was like, I'll fucking do it. Get over here, bring your ass onto me scooter, put it in a basket.
Let me throw a gun tin basket.
I wanted the Falklands. But for the VR porn, you feel like him.
Really?
Yeah. And also, you don't know how to get rid of the nunchuck fast enough to wank. So. Is it called the nunchuck? I just said, I don't know. That's don't a wee.
Goes up your arse anyway.
But it's very, very strange now.
Jesus Christ. But like, it is too much. That's weird. Like,
yeah, it's for me. It is anyway. I'm just like, that's not like I stuck it on to see if you could actually get porn on it. And a freeview started, and Ava Adams' tit appeared in my face, and my mouth went.
Now you've said Ava Adams about 10 times. Now you have to Google her.
You ever seen just big old mammaries like
Ava Adams? Adams,
Skarsgård, something. To
say. Oh, what?
Felt.
There we go. Okay. Is it going that way? We had that conversation last night. We were just like, how good's it gonna get? Where you're just like, I just don't need to speak to anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
I honestly got like some.
You want me to sit through dinner and drinks? I don't think so. Yeah. Just.
When I bought it, it was like
machine.
I didn't open it for a week when I bought it. I left it sitting. Like.
Yeah.
because I was going, I know this will just fucking take over anything I have to do. And then I'll start Googling, can you strap a bag to your ass to shit in? And then I realized you can Google stuff on the headset. So now I'm like, do you need to take it off the Google
Is
stuff?
It like Alexa? Can you talk to it?
I don't think so.
How do you skim between, you know, if you've got a load of tabs open on the hub?
Just the way you do the laptop, but you point, there's a wee, like, the wee hand thing, it points.
Like a wee wand.
Yeah.
Cock a wand, hand, like fucking well,
it's more like a wee gun, you're all... but very, very user-friendly.
Is it?
And when you get cum on it, it's very easy to wipe off.
Oh.
My joke, I haven't actually completed a wank. I thought about one, and when I can't do it.
Shut up.
I'm fucking dead serious.
Shut up.
I'm not even joking. It was the fact that, see, now, I might go looking for more porn, who knows, right?
But
the only things I could find was like a dude sitting there, and then it's like you can look down and it's another guy's dick.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
Okay. But that's the word. That's now, the way it's going.
For like, a second I was like, I wish.
Like when it gets better and better and better, you know, eventually you'd just be like, oh, that is my dick. That's my A dick.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be paying
that
for
was
it.
The thing. I fucking saw something on Instagram today. Apparently some woman is...
It's my metacock.
No, but some woman's been, like, said she was, like, gang raped.
Oh, stop.
On the fucking meta thing. And they're investigating it.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, you know she's new to computer games because we call that teabagging.
Like, that's a pile on. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Like,
so she
just
walks in there.
Trying to steal
your Bitcoin? Show me that wee Bitcoin. Walks in all fucking, you know, hey, guys. And then just a load of...
Yeah, little guys like, I wonder if you can buck on this.
We NFTs riding the life out.
Like when you're playing Call of or Grand Theft Auto, you take a hooker into the car.
Yeah.
I've just done that in real life.
Oh my God. I mean, it's always been there in computer games, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Go back to the Duke Nukem. Fucking 4-pixel tit.
Yeah, yeah.
load of lads pulling the wire off themselves in their bedroom.
Do you remember there was that thing?
Listen to Bomb Funk MCs.
There was something about, it was the first Tomb Raider. There was some sort of fucking like, remember when people used to get PlayStation's chip and they could get cheap games?
Aye.
And somebody had figured out a way to, like, basically, like, take her top off. So it was just 2 meter walking about with tits. But there were, again, those, like, Cornetto ditties.
Pixel wabs?
Yeah. Which, at 10 years of age, I was like, I'd love to see them. Because I remember when the PlayStation 1 came out, I remember thinking, they'll never make anything look more realistic. Like, that looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, fucking, I've got somebody else's deck and there's...
Got a fucking black day. All I imagine is like you getting really carried away with the glasses on. You're like, fucking air riding, and then it gets to the point where you get the goggles on. You're just in a really odd position in your kitchen, just and just coming on your own flip flops.
I think the only way it would work
is pointed that far from the wall, but you don't know.
I think the only way it would work is if you set the VR port up on your like on the goggles, and then when it started, shouted quickly to your girlfriend,
"Quickly,
get it, good woman." It's terrifying. Like when the video started, I was looking up Eve Adams' arsehole, and it's I've said it in stand up, and I'll say it again. It's the size and shape of a 50p.
Really?
Like you could take a coin and put it in another ass, and it wouldn't
flip a coin in there.
Yeah. Like you look at a porn star's asshole up there. You look at a porn star's asshole at an angle you wouldn't look at a lover's asshole. Do you know what I mean? Like you're up way too close.
Normally you're like
yeah, or you might even be like that, but you're not going to be. You know,
true. That's true.
It's very, very true.
You're never like inspecting like you are in real life. It's always a weird. It's either way too close or it's kind of down.
Yeah,
you know.
But
that was like you're doing
Cleopatra coming at you
like you're a doctor. Like,
yeah, and that woman needs to see a doctor. Like you could see how much work it's put in.
Aye,
do you know what I mean?
You're cauliflower arsehole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Does it need like a drawstring on it? Like the bag you put a sleeping bag in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like one of those bags that they keep a herder in the hotel.
A spar bag?
it was fucking rough. Like, I was like, and then as well as that, because like, I you know you never really fucking watch the preamble of the porn. Well. She's setting up the story, so I'm sitting in these goggles just on my sofa, like, and you're looking around the room, oh, fuck, some bathroom that, and then you're, ah. And she was like, I've got the carpet samples, Daddy, and I was like, I'm no one's duh, fuck's sake, like
carpet samples.
No, it was one of those ones where like this is the thing I was laughing about. It was one of those ones they're going, we need to set this scene up quickly because it's a VR preview.
Yeah.
So she was like, I got the carpet samples you wanted, and then pulls her muff out and goes, what do you think of this carpet?
Oh, that's
funny.
And then
starts bucking, but. It was terrifying.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
You could keep that.
I'll pour bloopers.
Wait till you're doing a bit of house shopping
with a girlfriend. Yeah,
the Comedy Central spit roast.
What rug do you think we should get?
You know what, Aaron?
Pull your fucking. But yeah, I reckon in about 5 years, you're just gonna, you know, like when it gets really advanced and it's like one of those fucking IMAX things where it's like firing fucking aye. Fluids and smells at you and everything.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm gonna be like a fat cunt from Blade. You know that guy with the shine the light on? And that's all I do. I just fucking, you know, I've got a litter picker for Watsits and then aye. I just sit there with it. One of them piston dick
machines. Even with that one, I'm like, just fucking, just make me a paraplegic. Take my legs away, get into somebody else, and I'll just sit there.
You're getting there?
Aye, I know. I honest to God. Like fuck my hand started cleaning up, I could use it.
I'd love to see what would happen if you went to one of those Thailand things, you dip your feet in the fish.
The fish like that.
Fish stuffed. Fish oh, like, any rannies?
Any Lennies?
Fuck. I wonder how the VR headsets are going down over there where, you know, the sex work is, you know.
Well, I dare say for a lot of it, they're
accessible.
They're sick looking at them because they're just next one. Why do we have Mickey's?
Yeah. Oh my God. She just steps up from making like fake Barbies to fucking suck two dicks. That's what a lot of these places are. Just putting together like fake AirPods and then next time, oh.
You're 13 now. There's your ping pong ball. Get to work.
You finish homework. Here you go. I'll never forget that fucking that show I went to. I know I used to do stand-up about it, but like talk about, I know everyone has a similar story with something where it's like the hype is up at a certain aye. Level and in the grimy, like in the flesh reality of it, you're just like, oh my God. Aye.
I was thinking that when we went to the sex show in Amsterdam, I thought the exact same thing. More because there wasn't enough room to actually for the three of us to sit in the same.
Yeah, especially with three erections, you know what I mean? Like, but it is the most unsexy thing of all time. Like,
it's fucking horrible.
Because, you know, we work in showbiz technically, and like, you know the crack, you know what I mean? You know, it's just like, it's not grand enough for it to be an illusion.
You know there's somebody behind the curtain going, who's MCing?
She's running over. Is she only doing the banana bit now? Get off the fuck.
It's not even her bit. I've seen Bill Cosby do that years ago.
I know. It's always, they must go. Fucking, they're keeping the banana business in trade, though.
See that new thing you're doing? That's fucking class. Will you spit on them? Oh,
that'd be like a weird business, you know? Like, I sell bananas in Amsterdam to 500 venues.
That's what my hand, but is there a one liner sex worker? Just leave. I don't know why I thought that. Blow me with all that.
I wonder, can you, you know, like have an injury, you know, like when you're on the blob, do you get a week off every month? Is it just mandatory? Like, I don't know.
Fuck.
You've got a professional. You've got a professional vagina. You know what I mean? It's like a fucking. It's like an athlete.
Do you take time off when the cramps start, or do you wait until the jam's there? Like,
jam. That's the name.
Sorry,
of the
compot. Flute compot. Dude compot. The fucking dude corner. If you use the jam, I have the yogurt daughter.
It's good that we've talked about nothing but fucking porn.
I know. Sorry, my fault. My bad. What about that?
Lavery's is back in action, guys.
Ukraine's looking fucking terrible.
Ukraine, hi, they're just going to slowly take it. Are they?
Let me head this, please.
I like to. Do you, like, go to, say, like, Connor Keys for your news? And then I would bring one of you two on here and be like, what's going on in the world? Because I haven't looked at anything.
I've absolutely stopped listening to... I haven't looked at the news in ages. I've no idea what's going on.
Do you know
what?
I had a thought the other day. I was like, I don't even know where people get news.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, you go on Twitter and it's mayhem.
Well, I find sometimes when people, if you say something... Well, I was finding about COVID. If you say anything about COVID, they go, oh, where'd you get that? The internet? And I've always been like, well, yeah, is there something better than the internet?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're relying on papers nowadays, it's too old. You know what I mean? You open up and you'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Don't touch this one, fuck that.
They pulled it out of Afghanistan. You know, it's like just delayed too much.
You know? So I honestly have no idea what the fuck's happening.
No.
And even weirder, I was in Edinburgh last weekend and didn't know what the COVID rules were. So just in the space of 3 days going, what? It's just...
They fairly just... I mean, it's amazing how quickly you forget about everything that's went on.
Aye.
Because as soon as they fucked up and had that party, and Boris is like, do whatever you want.
Aye.
Terrible impression.
It's not bad, actually.
But it was, you know, it's like when you have a headache and you take a fucking pill, you just forget what it was like to have a headache 10 seconds ago.
It's all, but it's also like whenever you have a headache and you forget what it was like to not have a headache. Do you want to do that? Do you ever have that?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like not to be sore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can relax your head.
That's how I shit now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. A 50p?
Fuck's up.
Emma! You fucking reckless bitch. There she is there, though. Are they a couple of natties, are they?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I believe she was a sizeable...
You're not in court. I don't know why you answered like that.
Sorry, I believe she was a sizeable gal before. And then just extended them.
Okay. Well, she is
the conservatory of tits.
She...
conserved today.
She is a professional.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like I was saying, Lavery's back to full swing now. Guys, you should get down. It's great.
Last night was fucking class, actually.
It was
genuinely
great.
Like...
Because for about...
It felt like Lavery's of old, as everyone kept saying.
Well, that's not a... You know, like for... Since comedy came back there, and I hate to talk shop too much, because that was another bit of feedback from the survey.
Oh, really?
People were like, stop talking about comedy
in a comedy podcast.
Aye. They're like, be more funny. Some guy's like, you've put on the beef, and you're like, wasn't even a question! Wasn't even a fucking question!
I'm trying to buy milk!
I think, you know when you see all those... You know, like the girl from Dairy Girls put up a thing, like, if you have a comment about my body, keep it to yourself type thing. I get it now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because you get some asshole going, fuck, you're a fucking fat cunt. And you're like, what did you think was happening?
Right. I always find that...
What angle were you looking at me at? And then one time I turned around, you're like, oh my God, fat bastard.
I always find it happens to me with stuff I've already slagged myself off about.
Yeah.
So like, people going, you fucking scary hand cunt. And I'm like, you're using my material against me now.
Yeah.
I'm treating you like a comedian. Yeah. And that's hack.
I'll fucking slither over and that girl Alex and
fucking buck your fucking... I nearly said wee girl, but I meant as in girlfriend. But it came out like I'd buck your daughter and I'm not...
Yeah, we can cut that out.
Actually, I'm too slippery to hold on there. She'd get away.
But yeah, body positivity.
All about it, man. All about it. You're looking great.
I'm looking good.
I did have a moment there at the weekend. I was in a hotel and like Tom Segura was a bit about it, but walked past a mirror at a different angle.
Oh, yeah.
And Philly was like, I might contemplate some sort of drip-only diet.
Yeah.
Do you mean?
Sometimes you do get a fucking... Yeah. It's the light thing. You get used to your angles and your light in your own house.
Yeah.
And then you're caught. Like, do you ever try something on in like a Next?
Oh, fuck.
With a fucking bright light above you and you're like, what the...
River Island's the worst because it has a wee third mirror in the corner.
Mm.
So you see, like... It's supposed to be you see the back of a jacket and you see your own fucking... You go, I don't even... Do I have a tattoo?
Like, oh, yeah. Even just see... Sometimes I'll...
Tattoo of a fat cunt, but it looks...
fucking life-size fat cunt on my back. Sometimes you look at it, like I'll just even be like, is that the texture of my back?
Aye.
Is that what I'm not seeing every day?
Yeah. Our podcast, we changed, like we got a new studio and changed the sort of camera angles.
Where is now?
We're still in the same building, like, just in a different room center. But when the camera, it took me a couple episodes to get used to what I actually look like.
Oh,
because the way we had it before was kind of a wee bit more flattering.
Yeah.
And now I'm like...
I think maybe sort of attempt that sort of Joe Rogan thing where the camera's way far out.
Yeah.
And then they come in quite a bit on it instead of just being right up in your fucking mug.
That's disgusting.
But I need to do something because, like, I walked into a film station today and I got a couple of bits and I was walking out, you know, with my fucking big puffy gilet, my hood up and all, and my mask.
Aye.
And I walk like this and there's an older gent coming in the door and the doors went like that and he literally walked back.
Oh shit, I'd let you...
Yeah, like he didn't just go, oh, sorry mate, and walk past. He literally took like three steps back like this and I was like, all right, mate.
Right.
See, what's going on here?
I tend to get an opposite sort of thing where people will walk straight into me and I go, the fucking size of me.
Yeah. How'd you miss that?
How did you... Like, I'm 16 stone at the minute. How in the name of fuck did you think you were going to walk through it?
Fuck.
You fucking dope. Then I get another tin of Coke and a sausage roll and go, don't worry about it. It's going to eat my feelings.
And they're like, do you just hang out here, Mick? And you're like,
So I'm trying to get a new hole in my belt, but I'm waiting for the man to come out.
I actually greet people here.
I'm going to say, man, my daddy left me here a while ago. He said he's ready to get a nail or something.
Here's a fat cunt move. I got out of the shower today. Full belly bollocks, you know what I mean? It's my own house. I do what I want. You know what I mean? And I walked in and I was like fucking footing about my phone, cock out. And I sat down in the bed and I was like, oh, I fucking class. And I had my boxers there. And I just grabbed him. And I went to sort of slip a foot in. And as I stood up, my arse just like, just clamped. Just clamped two socks. And I stood up. And two Nike socks just hanging out of my ass crack. So I'm probably going to take my shoes off later and just be like, was my foot in my asshole earlier?
That's a Nike ad I'd pay to see. Imagine just fucking zooms
hurt
in on the
myself tick. Today. Fucking you. Someone getting carried across the line. Some basketball player broke a leg. To see if I still... And I'm like... Psh, psh. Two Nike socks out of the crack.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what's the fattest thing I've done recently. Yeah, I've had a couple of moments where like
I've seen the video with the dude.
He's like, got this mask on. He goes, "Yo, man!" And a fucking knickknack falls out of it. He goes, "Is that a chip? That's the fattest shit I've ever seen."
Fucking hell! I do panic like at, when I get on a plane. And I'm like, "Am I getting close to this fucking? Excuse me, can I have another wee bit of belt?"
I'd be getting
which I'm not, but. You just panic a wee bit. But
yeah.
Because that's when I'm like, it's too late now, kill yourself.
If I'm, you see, I don't know, I'm just thick in all directions. So everything pisses me off. Like my knees are hitting something, my legs are too wide. I never fit under tables.
Aye.
Like it always hits me in the legs. And I go, what the fuck
is this? I'm built like a fucking table tennis racket. So my legs are dead on.
The toffee apple bottom. Yeah.
Slender and delicious looking legs.
The chubba chub.
And then just the fucking, the back and ass of an old Jewish man.
Yeah. Yeah, you do look like a genie, you know, like
I bad hygiene. just what's that fucking I'd love to have a lad in.
Oh, I have a fucking migraine off that. Bad hygiene. Fucking the personal hygiene.
It's fucking, it's stinking. Like, not my hygiene, just the actual body in general.
Did you work my legs much?
I haven't been able to do any extra. Like, I was saying this before.
The internet has missed the skipping.
It's not sure. Even, it's like I haven't been able to work out at all for 4 months. So, like, I went for a walk yesterday and then today again, and I've got shin splints from walking. And I wasn't walking like fucking. Do
you know what I mean? I was, where we are swinging.
I was dandering, listening to a podcast, smoking.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, it's not good when like general shit fucks you up.
Yeah, and then I did this thing. Where I was walking up the stairs in my flat, and I was like, "Fucking wee bit out of breath." And then I went, "Oh, I just breathed the wrong time. Don't worry about it." And then this morning after a walk, I was like, "Fuck me."
Did you not notice like your breathing all getting better when you stopped smoking for 6 weeks or something?
I noticed the taste was like unbelievable.
Oh yeah.
Eating food, like what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I could smell cigarette smoke from about half a mile away and I made me feel sick.
Yeah.
And then I had a rack of pints and I was like, oh, just one won't do any harm. But I'm still not really smoking, like I just dabble. When I'm awake.
Just here and there.
Just
like,
first thing in the morning, last thing at night.
Yeah, I remember whenever I stopped, that like I got it too, and we were living in Scotland, and it was the shittest things ever. Like we went to a nice sunny day, went to this pub, not the old school house or whatever, beside the stand. And I had a fucking Coors Light, which is rank anyway, but I just remember being like,
I was the same. Delicious. Yeah, I think I had a Gold Bar, and I was like, fuck me, is that what that tastes like?
Gourmet.
Jesus Christ, I'd make that cut me.
And then the other thing, I remember just making it in the house one Sunday, and it was like pancakes, bacon, fried egg, and brown sauce.
Aye.
And literally, it was like the drool was coming out of my mouth past the food. I was like, oh my God.
Aye.
Delicious.
Again, one of those things where I was like, it sounds stupid saying it now, but it was very easy to not smoke.
It's not that hard. There's a bit of like itchy gums for a couple of days. You're like, fuck me, fucking smoke out of a gypsy's tent.
But again, it's just the habit of it. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Like, because I'm back gigging, I'm thinking about smoking again.
Yeah.
But 6 weeks in the house with nothing to do. Didn't think about it once.
Did the vaping do anything for you?
I only vaped once years ago and it made me worse because I wasn't an overly heavy smoker. And then I was vaping in bed.
Yeah.
Because I was bored. And then I was like, Like a more addicted to nicotine.
Doing wee shapes and all?
Yeah. And that wasn't even like a fucking like Game of Thrones dragon vape. I just had a normal. This is the trend. Help you stop smoking one.
Yeah,
but it was still like, oh, blueberries.
Because it seemed Willie T, you know, does he work in a smoke or a vape shop or something?
He used to. I don't know if he still does.
He smokes some fucking science. Like, aye. When you see him, like, what is that?
He's got the wee fucking pen one now. Like the wee kind of, what the fuck? Almost looks like one of the ones you would get the weed in.
And what the fuck he had yesterday? It's like, it was a pregnancy test. What are you doing?
Yeah, it looked like a Stanley knife.
You're just like weird, yeah. Like weird shit.
Don't do it. No,
that one in big pens with the four colors. What the fuck is that?
Smoke a figler, a real one.
One in fucking
day thin.
Remember those wee lollipops that were like like a whistle? What the fuck is that? Smell delicious too.
Aye,
lot of time.
I'm gonna have to fucking stop though. Again, because it was just like you still, even though I'm only maybe buying a packet a week.
Yeah,
you're still like, I didn't need to spend that. Do you need to go to the shop for a loaf and then you go buy a packet of figs?
You see, you smoking, and you're like, Casey smokes and all, does he ever go down that rabbit hole of like, he's fucking this,
like tobacco,
firearms and tobacco, no, and I don't all, think, I don't, you know, with a grip on the nation.
I don't think, I think fags the only thing keeping Casey grounded. No, I think, it's
special
weird, because
fags.
I think he's just, I don't know if Connor's ever like even tried to stop smoking, I just don't think he gives a fuck, he just smokes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just a fucking stinking rotten habit, like.
I don't know. I just, at a certain point, I was just scared of it. You know what I mean? I was like, I would wake up after, like, smoking loads and just be like, this is enough. I've had enough shit.
I felt like that this morning for the first time.
It hasn't worked with food yet, you know what I mean? And I'm fucking,
we'll get there eventually.
I'll have a 20-deck of nuggets to wake up and be like, hey, come breathe.
Well, that's like, I woke up this morning because I hung around Lavery's last night until the kick was at, like, 11:30. And I wasn't drinking, but I woke up this morning like, oh, fuck, I feel like I'm dying.
I
had like two or three extra fags.
Hangovers are worse, like.
Hangovers are definitely worse when you smoke as well.
That's for sure.
That's actually one thing I noticed. I remember going out at one point, I think it might have been New Year's Eve, and I drank and felt fine the next day because I hadn't smoked fags.
Yeah.
I
had like fucking about 2 months of just free passes with booze.
Aye.
Because I would just wake up and like have a mild headache and have two paracetamol and be like, I am good to go, baby.
I was the same. Just fucking down a pint of water. I was like, I'm fine.
I had my first kind of pints in a while the other day at the pub, you know, just, you know, like a real turbo fucking was up.
Aye.
For about 7 pints.
That's the perfect.
And I was sucking them down. Like the first ones, it was like embarrassing. Because see, when you play that fucking, oh, we're splitting the G and all.
Aye.
You know, and you're like, well, order me three of them because it's gone now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, missed it again. You know, it's like two sips in it. Whoops. But I was absolutely inhaling them.
That's I think 7 pints at our age is the perfect amount of pints.
I felt it. Like, I felt it the next day in my brain aneurysms, but
me and my dad went out 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was the same thing. Like, the next day, the two of us were like, do you remember going home? I was like, not really. And we're like, well, didn't... It was like daytime. It was kind of daytime turned, like, got dark as we were in the pub. So you come out after like 6-7 pints.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, what?
And then...
That air hits you?
Yeah. Couldn't remember a fucking thing.
There is something about, like, when you're, like, relaxed drinking, I'll black out after two.
I won't.
See if you're out and you're like, yeah, fucking Jager bombs and we had a good time. And do you remember that happened?
Yeah.
If I'm, like, in the house, comfortable, you know, and people are around or whatever, I'll be on my third can, just, like, you know, flying through space.
There's fucking... That's
breathing all heavy, having a piss in your house.
Yeah, my dad's going back to work soon, and I'm like, can we just get one day while you're still technically retired, where we just go to the pub whenever he has at work?
You see, I get so jealous of that. That sounds great. Go and drink with your dad.
Boss class.
I couldn't imagine going drinking with my dad.
Go drink with my dad.
He'd be like, we're going to drink red wine and listen to Nick Drake. And I'm like, will I bring the gun? What do you want to do? I'm going to rewatch Lord of the Rings.
Oh, your dad loves Lord of the Rings too, don't he?
With the sound off. Whilst listening to Nick Drake.
me and my dad get the point. We always... It's actually fucking terrible that we laugh at it, but there's a bit in the Name of the Father.
Yes.
Right, there's a bit in that where... Have you ever seen... Like, have you seen it?
I haven't. No. It's on my list. It's on my list of classic movies that I haven't seen.
There's basically a bit where, like, Daniel Day-Lewis and Pete Postlethwaite are in jail for something they did not do. And
Postlethwaite? Big Ramon.
Oh, what? But they're just like... It's like the dad's just trying to keep any kind of fucking normality going. And Daniel Day-Lewis's character's just fucked, like... He's just like, what the fuck are we doing in jail? And they're eating chips, and the dad's trying to keep up beat. And there's a bit where he just goes, them chips are not bad. And for some reason, me and my dad think it's the funniest thing in the world. Like, so we're just in the middle of a session, them chips are not bad. Two of us are pissing ourselves.
What?
It's the daftest thing in the world. Like.
I love that. Have you seen that? Have you seen that thing with Jimmy Dornan, that tourist?
I started watching the first one, and then I can't remember what happened. But it was like, it was one of those ones where I was like, I want to watch this, but
it's fun. Like it's fucking stupid. But there's just a bit, where they narrowly avoid an explosion, uh-huh. and the police coming on, and they're all sitting across the road like, can't believe what just happened. And you know, it's a bar basically, and they bring a wee beer and all. And he steps and he goes, oh, fuck, that's lovely.
You know what I mean? Just like a wee, just a wee throw.
Do you know when you go to like a pub down south and you get a genuinely glass pint of Guinness, and you just have to go, you just have to curse at it. Fuck me.
Fuck off, you dirty
fucking bastard. Taste that. I had, we were in Sweet Afton a couple of weeks ago, and I got a fucking old fashioned that every time I took a sip, I had to set it back down and go,
I hate old fashioned.
Fucking love them. I don't know why I fucking, I think it's because I feel like I'm in an important meeting when I drink one. When I make a decision that someone's going to get killed.
Like when you're a kid, that's what you imagine whiskey to taste like.
Yes.
You know, like sweet and rich and all, but in real life, it's like,
aye.
Even, you know.
It isn't acquired. It's one, whiskey's, who the fuck told me it was just something that's just like fella's age? Because I never liked it, really.
Yeah.
And then over the last maybe 2 years or so, I'm like, fucking that's, like that, like, is the Red Crest?
Red Breast.
Yeah. I have a bottle of that in the house. Crest where, like, have a proper wee, like, dunk. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Whiskey's about the only drink where I'm like, it feels like medicine sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're, like vodka's like, let me forget all my mind.
It's the only thing I can't drink.
I'm the same.
Can't go near it.
It's like fucking, it's like Coke or something. Not that I've had Coke ever.
Me neither.
But yeah, it gets me like a weird, if I was going to boke or something. Oh, hello. Mm. That's.
Just had snooze. Lie on.
But yeah, it makes me fucking, gives me the spinnies, man.
I think there's something to do with, like, I like to be able to taste the booze.
Oh yeah,
and so like with vodka, it's like I just
that is it. It's sneaky.
Yeah, you're like, I can't taste the drink in this, so I don't know how much I've drank.
Yeah, but and then the next minute, your face is on tiles. Yeah, and you're like, how did this happen?
You're just like, this Coke tastes like it's out of date. If you're drinking vodka and Coke,
oh yes, of course.
Yeah, my God, cranberry juice. What?
Nah, whiskey's good.
What's a cranberry?
Whiskey's good shit. Name. Like there's times I've, you know, you feel like. It's understandable why it ruins lives, but you know, you can just be like, I've had one and my body just relaxed there and feel warm.
Lovely and warm.
I feel warm and tasty. Is this heroin?
I do enjoy wee Jameson ginger ale.
So do I. It's my favourite drink.
It's my go-to, yeah. Depends on the glass. And if they just give it in some fucking shit, you're like, this needs to be in a particular type of goblet.
Ginger ale is a sneaky, like, you know, I look like I'm drinking when I'm out, but I'm. And I feel like I'm drinking.
Ginger
but I'm
ale,
not.
Also, someone, I think I saw it on TikTok and I tried it out and it is kind of bang on. If you pour half a glass of Coke and half a glass of Sprite,
it's
ginger ale.
Get out of my
face. Well, it's definitely cheaper to buy one bottle of ginger ale. Do you know what I mean? Don't be taking advice. Don't be
ruining two things.
Aye, just don't be going out and buying fucking 4 liters of juice just to make one cup of some other juice. Just buy the other juice.
I was in, it was Maureen's birthday, and we went to the fucking merchant for cocktails. We didn't stay. Should have cocktails. And I was driving, and it was after dinner and all. And I was like, get whatever you want, love, in that lower half of the menu. You're a good woman. but I got
one that says starters.
But I got a fucking homemade ginger beer. So it was like made from scratch with like real ginger and, you know, some soda that some man from the 20s was like, and it was £9 or something. I was like, right, I'll play along. And then it was fucking outrageous. I was like, I feel healthier after that.
Yeah, I remember doing that in New York. We went up to the fucking, like the top of the Rockefeller Center. I think it's Rockefeller Center. One of the big skyscrapers anyway. Oh. There's a, like, the Euro Sky Bar. And same thing. I was like, I can't fucking, I mean, that's basically a gin and tonic for fucking 25. That's a fucking, oh. You've been getting me home.
My knickers are coming off.
Fucking dripping.
I fucking, the one and only Fringe I ever did. You know the way, like, for artists or whatever, it was the Foster's was cheaper or something? Aye. And you were just drinking, you were drinking a fucking
Scott
10.
Scott Rot, like that. Yeah, it's stinking.
10 litres of it every day. And we went around to the fucking, is it the, what's the other one? Assembly or something? What's the one, like, down the bottom of the thing? And Warren was like, I fancy wee gin. It was like Hendrix and tonic and a cucumber in it.
Aye.
And I took like one sip of it and I was like, oh, freshness. coughed their fucking 7,000 pints of Fosters. I was like, this is incredible.
I'm supposed to be going back to the Fringe this year. We'll just talk of it. And I'm like, for my health, I don't know if I can do it. Because like, what am I on, 2 or 3 years with no Fringes? Well, my hair's been receding for 4.
The class of you just had a really heavy, sharp Fringe.
Just keep it. Back with a full bowl cut.
Wagwan.
All right, guys, curtains on. But I've like enjoyed having 2 summers where I'm not like
killing yourself.
Blocked every day, like, yeah.
I know. Because it's like, it supports your behavior.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Like, I remember doing
Mickey's drank and took fucking gear all day for fucking 17 days in a row. People were like, good man.
He looks great. He's lost weight. He can't stop shitting. I remember doing a solid shite post-fringe and my ass did not know what was going on. Like, it was like a baby getting solid food. It was all...
Yeah, fucking bro. And it was every day. Like, you know...
And even
on Instagram, you would look like you had a heavy night and then spent it staring into the distance at 6 a.m.
Aye.
And then same again next day.
That was like the... I remember talking to Jim Owen about it and he goes, the Fringe is that bad when you go, were you drinking last night? And you go, not really, but 6 pints.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're going, 6 pints on a Friday night is a decent wee sesh.
But it's like...
But every day you're just fucking...
From what I experienced, it was like you would get hammered and wake up and be like, oh, fuck, I'm wrecked. And you would lie on a wee bit and maybe get a bit of breakfast and come home, get washed and then be like, right, I have to go flyer and am I sold and all that shit.
Aye.
Get over the show, and last night seems like it was 9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, of course I can drink now, because that was ages ago.
Aye. I think once you do your show, the adrenaline kicks in, you feel a wee bit better.
Yeah.
And then I've never managed to like walk from wherever the venue is to a bus stop or whatever to go home without bumping into somebody who's going to the pub that I know.
Oh, it's a nightmare, I'm sure.
And then you're like, all right, well, and then if I can't find them, I'll just keep looking.
What about
I'll just do laps.
Like, what about McCann saying, like, you know, talking about the Fringe, like, I went there once and probably will never go back, but I remember he was, like, supposed to be going out to celebrate, like, results night or something, and he's like, oh, sorry, I just went over to Edinburgh and fucking went to Hot Tub Time Machine, some outlaw sucked my cock down the back of it, and you're like, from the word go, jammy bastard. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, 40-year-old virgin and some fucking cougar just fucking...
The Fringe probably wasn't an outlaw, it was probably a fucking...
I'd have him, she was probably 26, you know what I mean? Sure, fucking hoovering the pipe off me around the back. You know, like, the rest of us are fucking...
tell me about her pension.
The rest of us are just sitting with a fucking half thing of Foster's having a shower, like, fucking... I should go back. I'd love to do, like, 2 big gigs or something.
Aye.
Big-ish gigs.
See, what's weird about it is I fucking, like, even though I'm glad I haven't gone back, the idea of going, I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that for the entire year, you're broke trying to pay for it.
I know. Do you remember, I thought I was, when Maureen was pregnant, I was like, I'm fucking, I can just make some contacts here and do fucking late in life, you know what I mean? And it was shite. You know, I was like, I don't need to do the Fringe. I can just get all the perks of it.
That's why I'm kind of interested to see what it's like now, because that year it had gone to shit. Like, all the comedians were going, this isn't sustainable. It's too big. Like, there was fucking shows everywhere.
Yeah.
It was too dear. Trying to rent a flat for less than $3,000 a room or whatever was insane.
That's nuts.
It was nuts. And then obviously it was cancelled 2020. Last year they had like the Fringe, but it wasn't as big. And all the comedians were like, it felt like what a Fringe is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not supposed to be, because when...
It's a bit like
when,
podcasting, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, nothing feels independent anymore. It's like, if you're already a big established comedian, you go over and just scoop all the money out of it and fucking leave.
What happened as well was like, because I was talking, remember Sean Patton? Remember, who'd you think you are, RoboCop?
Yeah.
Like,
So funny.
I was talking to him, and he was saying like his American agents came over the last week, and all the TV ones come like the last weekend, and when he asked them why, they went, well, we want to see who gets all the good reviews first and then we'll come over and see them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's not your job. He's like, you should be going out, you should be here for the month,
find out
looking
yourself
for fucking everybody.
Yeah,
because what was happening was the big acts were the only ones getting reviewed. So you know Doc, so he was talking about like Four Arms and Hog, but they've had 14 reviews. He goes, they've sold out an 800 seater for a month. They don't need a review.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, some content is trying to sell tickets.
Review is like on your way up and someone's vouching for you, basically.
Yeah.
When the fucking thing sold out flat out, it's like, review my bollocks.
Yeah, this must be. Yeah, imagine going and sold out for 30 nights, 800 seats, and they're like, 2 stars. Fuck off. Like,
it's, you know, I don't know if I've ever had a quote that I could use for a poster, ever.
I have one. I had one and a 2-star review, and it was genuinely hilarious, but ultimately forgettable. And I'm like, you can't beat both of those.
That's amazing. Should have been like, hilarious and ultimately forgettable, I think.
Was it funny?
Or sort of?
I laughed.
We'll hit some questions here, will we? We'll fucking loads. What's your worst Holy Lands experience? I mean, we put a shift in there in the early podcasting comedy days.
Yeah.
Just going to Rocky's floor and just be like, can I have this couch pillow?
Yeah, that was fucking...
And lie on it and get
I can remember us going to that flat with like a crate of beer each afterward, but not.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like, should we just get it?
But that's why, last time I gigged in Hatfield, I was like, I didn't know there was an inside of this building.
Yeah, I never...
I was like, I thought you just... The Polish guy let you in the side and you bought 24 fucking... Room temp Carlsberg.
And had a bit of an arm wrestle with a woman in pajamas with a fucking pit bull.
Yeah, and then, and then barfed it up later on.
I hadn't been in it. I don't think I'd ever said something like it. It's great. Food's class, no?
Jesus Christ.
I think the worst one I remember one time mooning a taxi I got out of and the cops were right behind it.
Mm.
And it was two female police officers got out. And I was going into my sister's flat because she was living, she basically was renting a flat when she was at uni. Was staying in her mate's house because her flat was shit. And I was working in the civil service, hanging about with you. So I was like, here, can I have a key? I just fucking...
Hey, just sleeping. No hating. Sorry.
There is a photo somewhere of me and you just in the same bed. In like your sister's house one time we were staying in it.
Aye.
It was very sexy.
Foundered. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember me and Kieran Bartlett going back there drunk one time. Kieran broke in the sink.
And he doesn't even drink now.
He doesn't even drink anymore.
One of the worst experiences I've ever had was, you see, I went to Derry, you know what I mean? Like,
I so
see,
you, like,
you weren't hanging about in fucking Holy Lands that much, but like, I remember, I remember fucking, I think we just left school actually, and a guy that I knew was going with some girl and her sister had been at uni and they were like, oh, we're all out on the piss, let's go to this house or whatever, and we turned up and there was this dude in a suit and someone was like, who's that? And they're like, oh, that's our like landlord. And the guy was just banging some wee girl.
Fucking hell.
And she came down the stairs with her face, like, you know, she had like fake tan on and then a couple of fucking skid marks on it from recent fluid.
Let's just say.
And everyone had to just act normal. Like, this motherfucker is 40, just banging his like 18 year old.
Fucking hell.
You know, like fucking your one beer that you brought.
Aye. The older you get, like, legend.
I don't know if I want to go to fucking university, to be honest. Is that what landlords do?
I remember the time, I ever tell you the story about, so my sister was staying in a house. Her and her mate both essentially moved out, but they paid the rent for the year. But there was another girl that lived there who had also moved out. Right? So the house basically sitting fucking empty. And there was one night, me and my sister and her friend were blocked. And you could hear noise coming from the upstairs bedroom. It's the girl who moved out into her room. And my sister and her mate were looking at me like, you may go up and see what that is. And I was like, why me? Like, you are both big girls. Like, you can fucking take a dig. And I went up the stairs and grabbed the mop that was sitting outside the room, like, knocked the door. And this wee, like, tiny, wee, skinny fucking spade opened the door. And I was like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, who the fuck are you? Like, right. And I looked behind him. And then this girl was like, sorry, Mickey, I still have my key. But so she basically, this, and I mean, she was a fucking unit, right? Had taken this guy back from, like, Lavish or something just to ride him. But he was like, I remember thinking, it must look like you're wiping your fanny with him.
Oh my god.
Do you know what I mean? He was fucking tiny.
And she was a fucking.
And she was like, sorry, mate, fuck on, just get my hole in.
Just floss him a front crack.
Aye. He's like, are you going to hit me with that map? Please don't. But no, but do wash my face, because fuck me.
Oh.
I've seen things you wouldn't believe.
It's so sad.
It was like Boba Fett down there in the Sarlacc pit.
Nerd!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Best looking woman from Northern Ireland. What's your opinion?
She ain't Todd in a wig.
Who's famous from Northern Ireland.
Do you know who I always have had the hots for? Remember the girl
Ballantyne.
Orla that was on Big Brother?
Oh, aye.
Aye.
You could fucking swing around her house now.
She live near here?
Probably.
Not allowed around anymore. My tag will go off.
Skin tag.
That's what you call my dick.
Aww. Oh, dick, mate. Easy enough. I'm going to type in very quickly. Famous women. Northern. Oh, shit. Northern. Okay, come on,
not
guys.
Very quickly at all. That's, in fact, the
it's
opposite.
Very slow. What am I? Yeah. Fucking stenography. Who forgot that's famous? Mary Peters. Fuck yeah, take you around that fucking track a couple of times fast.
So you could throw your ball back across the pitch.
The shot put. Famous women, Northern Ireland. Hot. Let me see.
Did you mean Shane Tonnewig?
Did you mean nude? 14 women amongst. Is this greatest women from Northern Ireland? We're talking. Are we talking greatest women? Or like she's fucking great.
I can't think of any.
Nadine? Coyle?
Let me see.
Blakely?
Blake. No, very attractive.
Very attractive.
Very attractive.
Wee pet.
Mm hmm.
Now she is very attractive.
Yeah.
Gloria?
I would.
H-U-N-N-I-G-F. Yeah. No, she's a wee pet as well now. Who's this? Paula. The fuck is that?
Let me see.
Is she the actress in the middle who we're talking about?
I don't know.
They just write Paula. Give her
full. Paula.
Give her Paula. Full name. Philomena Begley.
Nah.
Get it in you.
I'd rather Phil Soda than a Philomena.
Know what I mean? I don't know any of these women. These are greatest as in, you know, they've done
most
great,
influential.
They've done great things.
Not one Derry girl among them, sir.
Not aye, the Derry girls as well. That's right. Nah. What's her name? Jamie Lee.
Fuck, I was watching, I don't know why I come up to the way you put something on YouTube and YouTube just starts playing stuff. Yes. And it was Donald Trump on fucking on David Letterman's, that's how old the clip was, right?
Right.
And it was one of those like fucking 20 times celebrities have been roasted. And Donald Trump's like, we gotta get Mitt Romney in, losing too much money to China, I'm not gonna put business in China. And then fucking David Letterman pulls out these shirts and ties he's got on. So he's like, they're the best shirts you can get. The ties are great. I'm told they're great. And then David Letterman's like, these ties are made in China. And I swear on my fucking life, somebody goes, yeah!
Oh, fuck, I'm told you.
Tell him, fucking orange bastard.
You fucking wanker. Fucking her shit.
So's your tie. Fuck up. Do a shell suit or something.
China. Ask him, has he got an Audi yet?
No.
So what did you think, like, a brand new Audi was £5,000?
No. I thought I was going to get paid way more than I got paid.
From one gig?
From all three gigs.
Yeah. And you were
going
to spaff it all on a fucking Audi?
I was looking at second-hand ones, so I was going to, in my head, I was going, I'll go, there's 10 grand, I'll pay the rest of it off. And then, yeah.
Why did you give them £10,000?
Exactly. And then yeah, I know. And then I ended up just going, I don't have the money for that.
What were you looking at?
An Audi A5, two door.
A5.
Mm. Okay. Just like the shape of them. Aye. Just like the look of them.
Yeah. There's ways to do it. Like, you don't need to, you know what I mean?
We'll just get back on tour and fuck.
I seen someone that they were like, when you pop to the shops as an Audi driver, and they put the shopping on the, like, the counter of their kitchen, and it was just like fucking two gallons of motor oil put in the fridge.
Aye. See, Nissan Jukes are very similar.
Yeah.
Not bad. Except it's a lawnmower engine.
The Japanese technology. Yeah. Makes like I'm popping out here.
Put on the seat belt.
Let me just
walking behind it.
I'm just priming it.
103-point turn.
It's clogged. Turned up. Turned over.
Don't put your hand on, still on. Dick.
Nissan Duke. Oh my god.
I was even more upset than Willie T got a DLA in a sand duke. I didn't realise there were DLA cars, and his is class because it's top of the range. Has he got four wheels?
Has he got the swivel seat going around the side now?
I don't know, does he?
You throw the legs out.
I'd have one of them in a in any car.
Like a baby seat, like, in the front where you can just go.
You should have that in all cars. Because even if you're not disabled, you can pretend you're in a spaceship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I seen a video with Justin Bieber getting into a Ferrari and it looked like he was getting into a washing machine. I was like, how the fuck would I could never own one of those. Do you know what I mean? He was like a contortionist. Fuck that. Cut the roof off.
Heavy in the diesel too.
No.
awful dear to tax.
You couldn't feed it.
Aw.
What's the crack with women not being able to empty the bin? Or the ability to leave the bins out on bin day? Sorry, the question is a bit bin heavy. Or is that the issue?
That's someone who's must be bin day in his house. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not a married man, but I've been in enough relationships to know that I don't know a single woman that'll take a bin out.
It's... And... You know, my...
That's universal.
My
fact.
Current wife, she won't... It's not even that, like, she won't take the bin out. It's like she's just like... that. She will take the bin out of the bin and just leave it there.
Yeah.
And then be like, this is all the food recycling. And you're like, I would have... Even if you opened the door and threw it outside,
yeah,
I'll sort it out outside, but now it's just a fucking skip.
My girlfriend will play... Like, she'll play bin Jenga. Like, it'll just be fucking piling up. And then...
Do you put that in your gums when they're sore?
I was trying to think of something. I was very good. I was trying to think of somebody else. I couldn't think of anything. Fuck. I was thinking, bend something. But she'd also make another pile of rubbish and just leave it there. So we'd go back from the shop and I'd go, where's the rubbish? I go, I just left it in the...
Yeah.
It's there.
I just left it so all the bin juice would come out for you to slip on.
Yeah.
Women are disgusting.
Don't know a single woman's ever taken a bin out. Except for, I think, my ma.
How's the health, Mickey and Colin? What's your favourite kind of whiskey? How do you drink it? Oh. How's the health? Mine is, I'm all right, apart from I have tendonitis on my arm, which is holding me back in the gym.
I'm all right, apart from I have psoriasis of the hand, which is holding me back in the gym.
And I'm very much...
Foot's cleared up.
I'm very much a guy who, you know, if I want to be taking care of myself, I need to be also, like, doing the work at night.
Yeah.
So that I feel like I need to take care of myself. So I've kind of been injured, you could say, for the last while, and I the fucking all bets are off.
I will say this. I was at a dermatology appointment yesterday, and the doctor read out my blood results and said the word perfect in regards to my liver. And then immediately said, we don't like telling people that because they think they're invincible. And I was like, what? Like, she also at one point said, because the tablets I'm on, apparently you have to like note, because it can, this is a bit much, but it can cause abnormalities in babies, right?
Right.
So you're supposed to like notify them if...
notify who?
The doctors, if you want to have kids, you have to let them know so they can take you off the drugs and whatever else. But this doctor just went, I'm guessing you're not planning children anytime soon. At first glance, like,
really?
She just looked at me and said that. Yeah. And I was like, trying to be a bit of crack. I was like, want me to say that? She's like, you're wearing a Cobra Kai t-shirt and I can see here, you're nearly 35. It's like, I clap for you, you can't.
And you won't say it's fifth birthday. So,
Plus, you've given away that much skin recently. We just made a pile.
I would love to name it. Did we think of that before? Like, you were going to do a sketch and you were just like, the deadly serious, but like... You know, like, you know, on this medication, there is risk of abnormality. So if you're going to spaff inside, I would. You know, like,
just, one of, just yeah, Mr. You Smith, we've just examined, we've done the quick biopsy of the lump on your ballock. And
apply the ointment right on the beige daisy and about twice a day, and that should clear it up. Really,
what we'll do is now is further investigation just to see how severe the tumor is. So what we'll do is we'll put this wee camera right up your deck hole and... this lad here, he'll go up your fucking shade pipe too, just to make sure everything's all clear. And now you will fucking splooge a wee bit, but don't panic about that. I'm used to seeing stuff like that. Last week, a man shit up the wall. Nurse! All right, Mrs. I'll just come in here and give a quick scan of them diddies.
It's not abnormal to find lumps on the nork, so we'll see what happens.
If you just want to slap your milk into that MRI there, and... with the foreskin removal we do, we will try to extend the wire.
Yeah, it doesn't actually affect the current size and length of the wild, but you know, when we do the foreskin,
we do ask you to stay away from much balking for about 6 weeks.
You will have a slightly sensitive helmet.
Whatever you do, when you go home, it is, self-care is very important, so it's very important to keep the wound clean and try not to tug the belly yourself.
for at least 4 to 6 weeks.
Refrain from, you know, pulling yourself into a point immediately. Because you'll pull the fucking bulb off, you know what I'm saying?
Don't turn yourself inside out, if you know what I'm
saying. Oh,
you're not starting a lawnmower now, come on. Come on.
Ah, God, the hell.
After examining your stool sample, we have determined that your hole's wrecked.
Have you noticed any blood in the cake?
Do the commit all official. Okay, Mr. Smith, yeah. So you've got a problem with your dumper.
Does it sting when you pass pish?
Any blood in your cum? No.
Very well, madam. You're a dentist. What's going on there?
Fucking psychologist, we have.
It's a chiropodist. My ingrown toenail out the fuck.
Shrap at me. Oh, fuck. I can't stop thinking about that. I can't stop doing it.
If you were to do an NI comedian's weakest link, who would win?
As in the actual game show?
Yeah.
Depends who would fucking.
Are you good at quizzes?
Kinda. A lot of variables there, though. Do you know what I mean? Who's going to bank? Who's going to get it wrong? What? Like, you're talking. That's 10 rounds.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think comedians would be like...
Like Kieran, smart as fuck.
But then he has no sort of idea of what's going on right now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, neither do we.
Like, you'll mention something that's like globally massive and you go, what the fuck's Tiger King? Like, he just had no idea.
The Tiger King thing, I'm reads it. I tried to do a callback to that in our WhatsApp group about 3 weeks ago and nobody responded and I was fucking fuming.
What was that?
I just went, do you boys remember Tiger? Do any of you boys seen Tiger King? Because Kieran did that about a year after it came out.
I know.
Oh, and I was like, why do we let him forget that?
Like, he has very specific knowledge about, like, weird shit from, like, 3 decades ago. But then you could just be like, you know, did you manage to avoid Corona? And he'd be like, what?
No. I think, like, if you had William Thompson, I think, would be screaming, why'd you bank, you cunt? At any given time.
Yeah.
Paddy McDonald wouldn't answer any question until a lawyer got there. Like... Yes, but Carney just be drinking a pint of milk. What? That's a fun bread, you know.
It's fucking wild, right?
What's sriracha?
Yeah, I'd just be like on my phone or something, probably. Colin, I'd be like, what? Oh, fuck. Sorry, Ann.
I'd be taking it dead serious. Trying to buck on Robinson.
Yeah. Ramesh does it, man. Does he?
Yeah. Does the.
Ramesh Robinson? I know, he'd be asking you a question. You're like, me or?
I mean, Ann Robinson was maimed. There's no need for the dirty look.
I know. Wake up, would you? Have a coffee. Anyway, does Mickey want to become a father? If so, what's your best advice to him as a father?
No, but I'm guessing the advice would be leave it in.
Leave it in? Yeah, if you want to become a father, fill it up, seal it shut. You'd be a fantastic father.
I think I'd be good at it, but I think I'm hitting that point now where I'm going, I think I'm a wee bit too old to start. I also think, like, a year of living on my own, I'm like, this is fucking bliss.
I gotta say, it's like, it's, you just have no free will. There, yeah. That's the only thing.
There's things too where, like, so, because my nephew's 3, but the same age as Eddie, roughly. Like, I know there's times where I, like, look at my nephew and... I'm like, I will fucking kill the first person that ever makes you feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then I go, if I amplify that to a kid, I'd never let it leave the house.
Yeah, there's, you know, there is a bit of
that. I'd homeschool it and be like, right, these are nunchucks.
Yeah, like the one time Eddie slipped on a mat and cracked his teeth, I was like, there will never be a fucking rug in this house again.
Yeah, it's like
freaking out.
Like, I heard that another kid sort of like bullied my nephew a wee bit. And I was like, I'll beat the fuck out of him. And my sister's like, that child's also 3. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Big enough to fuck on that, but wee man, he's big enough to take a bait off a fucking.
He'll kick off my child's head. Eh?
It's
like a Tom Segura bit when he's like, I'll put my foot through your chest.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, I will kill you. Like,
I'll fucking kill you. Oh, God. What else we got here? If you had control over each other for 24 hours, what would be the first thing you make the other one do?
Sad. Get your PIN number and your bank details. I'd be like, give me that honesty money. All of it.
Give me that honesty money.
Let it go and buy himself an Audi.
One Audi, please.
Yes. Doesn't have to be top of the range. Just
what would I do with Mick? I would just enjoy that freedom you have.
Yeah, just sit around picking your hands all day. It's class. If I can pick any hand, it'll be somebody else's. Huh?
You're going to be on that VR headset, just like fucking, oh yeah. You know, just like someone's hand. Oh,
that'd be a great game.
I'm a werewolf today. What'll I do?
Fucking Abu Hamza, thank fuck.
Crocheting, you know, real handsy things. What'll I do? Card tricks? The fucking...
Just gonna go and try on rings.
Someday, eh?
29th of February next year, is it? Oh, was the bridesmaid. I'd shoot myself, but it's too sore to pull a trigger.
I'd leave my finger in it. Right. I know you love a good coffee from O Donuts. Doing that.
Will you fuck up,
but
mate?
If you ever had a bad... Have you ever had a bad coffee experience where you stopped you from walk... What? Where it stopped you from walking with the fear of shite dripping down your legs, asking for a mate, love the podcast. I mean, everyone's had a coffee and nearly shit their knickers. Like,
I had one in I'm not saying the name of the place, but I'll tell you about later. But I remember getting a coffee and thinking, that's gravy and you put salt on it.
Starbucks?
No.
It was McStarbucks.
McStarbucks. And yeah, like one of those ones you go first sip, and I was outside, it was freezing. So I kept drinking it. But every time I saw it, my stomach was going blah, 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 blah. I'm stinking.
Costa is very harsh coffee.
Aye.
You know?
Yeah.
You get a migraine and like the shits immediately.
Yeah. Just automatic flu symptoms.
Yeah. You take like, you have half an Americano and you're like, I need another 12 litres of water.
Yeah.
On that. I'm like, fucking.
Stinking.
Someone really hit the toilets hard in Laveries before I went
I
into
it. I
went
for that actually yesterday as well, yeah.
Someone's not well.
Yeah. Tell us where I came home last night and had a bowl of fucking Honey Nut Cheerios, and then my arse and stomach were not good bedfellows this morning.
Well, you had a feed of pints.
I didn't. I had one pint and then a load of. No, in fairness, I had non-alcoholic Erdingers, so maybe that was it. Could have been it.
That's the name of my band.
The Donut.
I love the way these. This is the next question, like, any hefty shites recently? I had one the other day. Near me prolapse. My prolapse have a relapse. Worst, most embarrassing experience at the gym.
I think the time that I already know off the top of straight away, I was at I was about 23, 24, but I was wearing like a grey fucking wife beater because it was summertime. And I remember this, I mean,
hot,
banging hot woman came in, and everybody else was like fucking jacked. And I was thinking, she looks the type of woman that would just be impressed by effort.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fucking 345. And I remember looking around and trying
grams.
Trying to be all like, hello there. And I'd sweated that much, the t-shirt changed colour apart from my nips and one wee bit of my belly.
Like a wee smiley
like
face.
Like a wee smiley face. And I was like, all right, fucking table tattoos, do you?
Oh, I actually remember.
No, the fuck, the time I fainted.
The time I fainted wanking. Sorry.
The time I've told you I was on a leg press. Whoever been on it before me was obviously much taller. So I was a new gym as well. I was like, how the fuck do you, like, fucking... So I grabbed the handle of the thing, but it was still sitting on it. So then, like, all of my weight slid down onto one of my fingers.
Oh.
And I remember, like yanking my finger and looking at it, and it was going... Duff, 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 duff. And fucking went into the bathroom and lay down on the floor. Like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna book. But the gym I was going to, there was a guy, and this is terrible...
When you fuck up.
But that might be a good time to not tell the rest of the story. I will.
Now go.
There's a guy with cerebral palsy was like working behind the counter. So when I went into the gym, like, he was like jacked, right? He was like shoulders and fucking biceps. And he was like, I'll just get that wee form for you. And then as he, do you know those things where like he's behind the counter, I can see fuck all. And as he walked away, I was like,
yeah,
like proper fucking.
Proper lady.
And he like helped pick me up off the floor.
And I remember thinking, it's like in Star Trek, whenever they go divert all power to forward engines. Because like, his top half was like fucking horny.
He's the original genie.
Yeah, I woke up all...
I was bad.
He's on the phone to his co-worker with his wee disabled boy here. Hurt his finger. I don't know about embarrassing ones. I remember like having a serious chat with these ones that I used to go to the gym with. And they were like, oh, we'd love you to make some videos for us. And I was like, yeah, cool. No way. And like, I don't know what it had the night before, but it was like, I think it was, you know what it was? Bran flakes.
Aye.
Maureen had bought them and I was like, I'll eat these, I'll eat any cereal. And it just went straight through me. And I'd already worked out and I'm talking to this guy. He's like, hey, we could do this and do this. And I had to just like be like, I just walk away. Hold on. I think I left my phone in it.
Aye.
But no real embarrassment one. No real like.
I've had a couple of moments where like when you're going to book in the gym, I always find it's when somebody's talking to you after you've done a mad workout. Because I had one time at a boxing thing, they were doing circuit training, and I was like,
I've never booked.
Like, have you not? I've done it like twice, maybe three times. But this guy was like, right, next what we're going to do is going to fucking teach us how to fucking slip a job and all. I'm like listening, and all I can think is my hands are fucking roasting. And then I was like, man, oh, fuck. And then it was act fast, signs of a stroke. I'm like, fuck.
Like, head goes on fire.
I poked in the bin in front of everybody, and the guy was like, right, you come back in? I was like, no, I'm clearly going home, not well. Like,
oh. Fuck that. I've never worked out hard enough to throw up.
I mean, this is me we're talking about.
I don't know what it is. Like, I think I would bail out before whatever.
I shook the vending machine and I was like, that's me pooped.
Two dag hugs those.
Oh. A tracker bar as well.
Let me see. We have a few questions left here. After hearing that McCartney is into socks, if you had to guess the other comedians' fetishes, what would they be? Great question.
Very good question.
We'll make that the last one. Sorry if we didn't get to your questions. what's yours?
Big old titties.
Yeah, I would say like we might both be dirty pigs. You probably more so.
No, I think I've seen more than two tits in 10 years. Do you know what I mean? I think just you've been a long loving relationship, and I have not been.
Hey, I own mirrors. I've seen four. You see, none of them are like weird kinks or anything.
Yeah, I'm very much like. Just give out a wee shake.
You know, we were talking to some comedians last night, and they're like, "Oh, I don't care about ejaculating. I just want someone to lick my asshole."
Yeah, that's
it's an issue.
It's certainly. I've thought. That's not mine. Because brave woman. Fuck me.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to wipe mine half the time.
Because it bites my hand off.
He's trying to grab me.
Who else would have weird kinks? Dave. Dave's an oil guy.
Yeah, I think, and but it's him and the oil.
But he said, no, like, you know, like, he's like, I like it on. What was that thing you were talking about? Fuck, oil in the ditty or something. What was it?
Oh, the fucking, oh, shit, a glisten in the ditty.
But he said plays for Arsenal or something. Glisten in the ditty. Oh, fuck. But, he's definitely an oil. And it's like real, it's like olive oil. You know, yeah. It's like garlic olive oil. And he's like, damn.
I feel like Dave oils himself and then slides out from under the bed.
Oh yeah.
And then what's the magic trick?
Yeah.
What else? McCartney does that but with Beals.
No, he said his was socks. Did you not hear him? He's like, I like socks, boy.
As in just having a wag in the sock or a girl.
Well, that's what
socks?
I thought. No, the girls wearing socks. But I said maybe it's from years you just launching loads in the fucking
it could be that
pair of socks. Yeah. And he goes, now we're getting to it. Who else is there? Shane's kink is probably, I don't know, he strikes me as asexual. Maybe they do that Jewish thing where he's like, put it through the sheet.
Yeah. I don't know, because Shane, as clean cut as Shane is, I reckon that's what the dirty shit is behind closed doors.
Pegged.
Mm.
Pegging.
Passional.
Pesh.
Pesh.
Shit.
Aye. Somebody told him pesh is good for your skin. He was like, give it to mommy.
Is it gluten free?
I have to go gluten free as well.
Oh god,
it's delicious. Who else is there?
Woodsy. Woodsy's be like food, I think.
I feel like Woodsy has to have sex on a pool table in a pub.
No, I don't think so. Like, no, I think Woodsy's like, go on, let us pour this fucking Mexican rice over your daddy's. You know, I think he's really like, I'm gonna put my cock on a tackle and you can eat it.
Hi, sir. What about you shit Rice Krispies into my hand?
Who else is
I'm
there?
I'm trying to think who else is. Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
Fuck knows. I reckon Jordy's, I mean this, I reckon Jordy's up for fucking anything.
Jordy be like, wear this Belfast Giants top.
And then suck my heart scar.
Is that the actor we were looking up earlier? Fuck my heart. What's his name?
Fuck Sarsgar? My heart scar. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. We're going to have to get out of here.
6 o'clock.
I loved you in Thor. Fuck my.
Thank you very much.
better snake. Oh, fuck.
Fuck my heart scar.
We're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here.
We'll get some chicken.
We've got to go and do a Lavery's gig. If you want to go to Lavery's anytime, it's on twice a week, my guys. So you can get the tickets on my Instagram link.
Oh.
Mickey's on every single week. So
I ain't got nothing to do.
I got nothing to do about you. And that's it. Patreon.com/GeneralBatterPodcast if you want that bonus shit. We're doing vlogs now.
I keep getting the wrong button on our one of those. So I'll go to do something cool. I'll just be like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Getting the plug, Mick?
I'm on tour at the moment. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll see all the details there. I'm in Enniskillen on Friday night, and I'm in Derry on Saturday. A few tickets available, handful left.
And if you're heading into Armagh, there is a picture of Mickey on the side of the road.
What, is it a good picture? Is it just
it's
like
a poster? It's a tour poster.
Thank God. That was like a formal photo or something.
Some weird selfie. Anyway, we'll get out of here and get some fucking dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Bartlett. Thank you very much. Now I did a real clap. Cheers.
Okay.
Sticky earballs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.